Good morning, 921.
Gun buyers have been flocking to stores across the country scooping up the AR-15. It is the most popular rifle in the country, and it's the same model used in the shooting rampage in Newtown, Colorado, Connecticut, and at the movie theater massacre this summer in Aurora, Colorado.
Joining us live now, Chip Reed, CBS News national correspondent. You have looked at this AR-15, Chip, and it's good to have you with us this morning because we'd love to find out why it has become such a darling of people who fancy weapons.
Well, a lot of it is pop culture. It's a really rugged, tough, fearsome-looking weapon. It's the civilian version of the military's M16. It's in lots of video games. It's in lots of movies. It has become kind of the weapon of choice of somebody who wants to go out to the range and have a weapon that really looks mean. And it's also extremely accurate, very light, very easy to handle, has very little recoil. So there are a lot of good practical reasons for people who want a good either hunting rifle, although it's used more for target practice than hunting. But it has become enormously popular. There are, by some estimates, 3.5 to 4 million of these out there. And I've been talking to gun store owners over the last couple of days, and they say they are just flying off the shelves. I talked to one guy in a small gun store in New Jersey who said that usually he sells about 8 to 12 of these over a 30-day period. He sold 30 in 3 days immediately after the Newtown shooting.
Why did he sell them?
Because people are, what happens is that anytime there is talk of gun control, and this has happened every time there's been one of these horrible tragedies in the past, and they start talking about banning a particular weapon or a particular magazine, there is immediately a rush on whatever that is, because people say they want to get them before they are banned. And that is also happening in this case with the high-capacity magazines. I was at a gun store, Nova Firearms, in the Falls Church yesterday, a little store there. And between their online operation and their store operation, they've sold about 2,000 of the high-capacity magazines just in the last few days. Their inventory in the 60-round high-capacity magazines is gone. They were sold out. I wanted to see one. They couldn't show me one. And so when you have politicians talking about banning these weapons, there is an immediate rush on gun stores. And I think maybe the fact that Christmas is coming up also adds to that. There are going to be a lot of AR-15s under Christmas trees this Christmas. So you do have this huge rush. For people who are not part of the gun world, it is just stunning. They just assume, oh well, people won't go buy a gun like that after something horrible happened. But for gun fanciers, they want to. If they think there's any chance that one of these guns is going to be banned or one of these high capacity magazines is going to be banned, they run out and get them before it happens.
Now, we did have a ban in place before. Are we able to draw any conclusions as to how effective that was?
Well, I tell you, the gun store owners who you talk to say it was nonsense, because all you do is slightly modify the gun and it no longer is covered under the ban. And also, the market was flooded with the weapons before they were banned, so it wasn't hard to get them ahead of time. That also happens with the magazines that they flood the market ahead of time. And one other argument these gun store owners were making with me was that if they ban, they're talking about banning anything larger than a 10-round magazine for a gun like an AR-15. This guy at Nova Firearms showed me how quickly you can change magazines. I mean, it was 1 to 2 seconds changing magazines with the 30-round magazine.
How much are these guns?
They can go from 700 to, if you really get the one that's really tripped out, it can be $3,000.
And can you get them at gun shows without as much verification?
Well, you know, depending on where you go at a gun show, some gun shows are so unregulated, but you can get them at Walmart. Dick's Sporting Goods announced yesterday that they're suspending the sale of military-style rifles, or what they called them modern hunting rifles. But suspending doesn't mean permanent. They may be doing that just until the storm blows over. But yet they are widely available. It is not hard to find these weapons. And, you know, and they make the argument that with 3.5 million of them out there, we've had three horrible incidents recently using them. They say that's a tiny, tiny percentage.
Chip, thanks for sharing all this with us. We really appreciate you being with us.
All
CBS
right.
News national correspondent Chip Reed.